It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall going to have district game number 4, believe it or not, at Langston Hughes Thursday night. That's going to be a special Thursday edition of Barnsdall football at Langston Hughes. Coach, we can talk about that one and kind of the circumstances in a moment. Lost to Pawhuska this past week. A game where you guys hadn't played Pawhuska in a while. It's a club that's moving from Class 2A to Class A, and I think that really kind of showcases the depth of this district as Pawhuska got you 36-18.
Oh, definitely. You know, we're one of the tougher districts in Class A, but we had 6 returning playoff teams that were in this district to start the season, and we came out and we'd scrimmaged them the last couple of years, but it's a different thing than it was last year when we scrimmaged them. A lot of kids came back out with the new coach, Coach Tennessee. They came in pretty well prepared, and I did an interview with the newspaper recently on this game too, and I told them, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot every way possible to lose this game. They came out on a roll. We fumbled on our opening drive. We didn't complete a pass in the first half. We had 7 or 8 drops in the game. Hillcoat was 8 of 24. We dropped 3 big plays, possibly touchdown passes, and with the game being, I think it was 18-24. At one point, I could be wrong on that score, but I know we were a one possession game away or close to, and we had thrown a post pass right after we got an onside kick, and overthrew a wide open Heath Moles on a post pass for a touchdown. So I told the kids Monday that on film that, you know, we had every chance possible to win that game, and we shot ourselves in the foot every way. We gave up 4 fourth down conversions that I know of in the ballgame off the top of my head right now. So we did everything possible to lose that game, then come out and play like I thought we would.
So obviously some of the things you just spoke about are fixable, and clearly you guys have the athleticism and talent, and you'll have some opportunities. That tough district obviously works against your favor because you have such a tough schedule, but also kind of works for you because some of these other teams are obviously going to lose similar types of games. So if you can kind of turn things around a little bit next couple of weeks, you got a chance to make up some ground.
Yeah, that's what we kind of talked about with the staff and talked to our kids about yesterday. You know, right now, we've got 5 games left on our schedule, and there's no reason why, with the talent level we have, that we don't go win these next 5 games, or at least 4 of the next 5. You know, there's going to be a real tough game at home coming up next week, or the week after, against Morrison, which is the number one team in our class right now, but we get them at home. We've seen them at team camp and stuff, so I'm not trying to look down the road per se, but in the class, like you said, with the district coming up and everybody crossing over and injuries that can come up and everything, that's what I've kind of told our kids. If we run the table, we make the playoffs, you know, and that's kind of the deal. We got to approach every game that we got left with the playoff mentality that we need to win every game, one game at a time, like it's a playoff game.
You talked about some of the issues offensively, specifically, just a moment ago. Anything in particular you're going to work on this week as you prepare for Langston Hughes?
We're just kind of making getting back to the fundamentals. We didn't block. I expected our blocking to be better against Pawhuska. To be honest, Pawhuska was the lowest offensive output we've had since I've been at Barnsdall, 18 points, and as far as total yards and everything. And so I've kind of told them, you know, we're getting back to fundamentals. We've got to catch the ball. We've got to execute. We have a game plan each time. And we're going to get back to where we execute the game plan, get back to our mentality of winning the football and being able to throw the ball off of it and just get back to the fundamentals of tackling. We gave up some big plays to Pawhuska because we were either out of position, the kids were told where to go, they went to a different spot, and Pawhuska would catch us out of us. And we've got to get back to where we do handle the fundamentals right, get everything done, get healthy. I ended up losing my center to a meniscus in the Pawhuska game, so we got to replace the center this week, find out who that's going to be, which we have a little depth in the line, so that helps. And then hopefully get Joe Smith back. You know, Joe Smith's a difference maker, defensive end. He's had double-digit sacks the last 2 years, and I'm hoping to get him back this week. In fact, he's been going down to OU. OU's been sending tickets and special invites to him, so I'm hoping to get him back healthy because he can be a difference maker defensive end.
Barnstall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Once again, the Panthers losing to Pawhuska this past week, but they've got a winnable one on Thursday at Langston Hughes. By the way, I'll just mention it. That game was originally scheduled Friday. Langston Hughes kind of has to find whatever field they can play at, so that will be a Thursday night ball game. Pawhuska down at Tulsa Webster High School taking on Langston Hughes. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Thursday night.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.